Because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, RMI family. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to January 26, 2025. I'm going to read our morning meditation. I now consciously take charge of my thinking, feeling process. I constantly direct my mind to think and feel total well-being, good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God in me. I ground myself in the divine realm where all my desires are already realized, complete in their splendor. You know, the part of I now consciously take charge of my thinking, feeling process, right? Understanding that you have a thinking, feeling process. The manifestation of the things that you believe come through your thinking and feeling. You got to feel a certain way. Even when you don't feel, when the in the natural, you feel a certain way, right? For the things that you want, you got to feel a certain way. You got to think a certain way. And so even as we're walking in this, this season of we're anointed to really walk in God's divine grace, walking in it, constantly living in it. In order for that to really manifest, you've got to utilize the thinking, feeling. I love this as a therapist. I really understand, or I am coming to understand, the power of the mind and the power of what we think. Because what we think and we believe impact our very core, our very being. So even as we go forward this day, as we go forward, we need to, again, begin to think and feel that I am walking in good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite wisdom, right? That I have the ability, I have the divine power and the ability and the equipment within to go forth to be, to do, and to have all the good, to have all the God that I desire. So let us go ahead and pray. Father, we just come before you in the precious name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that our minds are open to you.
Yes.
Our hearts are open to you. We thank you for this new dispensation, this new era that we are in. Father God, that truly we are changing. We are consistently having anointed new growth experiences, Lord God. We are not forgetting, Lord God, we are not stuck in the now. We're not stuck in the past, but Lord God, we are moving towards the future, Lord God. We are moving in the future and we are changing. Even though, Lord God, our humanistic mindset doesn't like change, but when we begin to reframe it as I am consistently having anointed new growth experiences, new growth experiences that are causing me to go higher and higher in you, to elevate in your presence, to elevate in your word, to elevate in the knowing of who you are, to elevate in my beingness, Lord God. That I be who you've called me to be. Lord, that I am pursuing the work that my soul must have. Lord, that we are pursuing the work that our soul must have. We're pursuing our purpose. This dispensation, we understand and know what we're called to do, Lord God. And Lord, in that knowing, we are not just knowing and sitting and waiting, but Lord God, we're acting in that knowing. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for the word today. As it goes forth, it will bring forth healing. Lord God, let it come forth with understanding. Let it come forth with power, yes. Power that will cause us to transform, that would cause us to change. Lord God, that we will have, Lord, that we are consistently having anointed new growth experiences. That we're expanding our capacity, we're expanding our mind, we're expanding our bank accounts, we're expanding our businesses, we're expanding, Lord God, we're expanding and going higher and higher in you, despite what it may look like. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Well, listen, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says that in the beginning was the word, in the beginning. When God began, the actual Hebrew translation is when God began. When God began, our glory. So when we get the understanding is God begins everything with his word. God, the only thing that he is bound to is his word. The only thing he is obligated to is his word. God says, look, when the Bible says that I am God, he is God. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am God and I change not. When God says something, that's it. This is why God can't lie, because whenever whatever comes out of God's mouth is. Okay. Whatever comes out of the mouth of God already is. This is why when the Bible says, let us create, it was already done. Okay. He wasn't trying to say, okay, now let's. Okay, we've already did the first couple of verses of the Bible. Let's go ahead and do Bill. Good morning. Good morning. When we understand that God, when he spoke, it was already done. It's already past tense. So when we begin with the word, when we go, Proverbs chapter 3 talks about trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. When you go to God first, sometimes we as gods in the flesh, we are little g's, okay? Psalms 82 talks about you are gods, because we are created in God's image and after his likeness. Because we are his offspring, we are his divine sons and daughters, we act and can move and can operate like God. So sometimes as little gods, we try to do everything ourselves. And when we can't do, when everything fails, then we go to God. No, God said, look, do first things first. Go to me first. Then I will direct you because I already know what I've spoken about the situation. Come on now. Someone, if you understand what we're talking about, someone type, it is so. So talking about today is January 26th. Now, we have been, for the last few weeks, been talking about this prophetic release here, 2025, the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. And today is the 26th day of 2025. Now it's, see, every day, every number, everything has a spiritual and prophetic significance in God, okay? So the number 26, okay, it is significant because, oh, wow, it is the numeric value of God's name in Hebrew, okay? Yahweh, okay? Yehovah, okay? Yehovah, okay? In Hebrew, okay, Gematria, which is Hebrew numerology, the letters Yod, which is 10, the He, which is 5, the Va, which is 6, and the He is 5, which is the breath of God, adds up to 26. This connection ties directly to God's eternal presence, power, and covenant with his people. See, we're in covenant with God. This is why God is bound to his word. Come on now. It emphasizes that God's anointing and grace are deeply rooted in his name and his character. Woo! Exodus chapter 34 reveals God's nature as compassionate, gracious, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. The prophetic meaning is of the number 26 is divine authority and sovereignty. The number 26 points to God's sovereignty, reminding us to trust his control over every season of our lives. Mm. It also connects to the covenant and the anointing. The biblical significance of the number 26 underlines the unshakable covenant between God and his people, reminding you that being anointed with grace means you are walking under God's promises and his name. See, in the Bible, God says several times, many times, I'm not doing this because of you. I'm doing it because of my namesake. Oh, come on, somebody. And let's see here. The 26th day is also, it's a day of reflection on God's identity as the source of all grace, yeah, and a call to carry his name into the world. Biblically, names represent identity, authority, and destiny. So the 26th day emphasizes being marked by God's name and his anointing. Oh, come on now. Somebody give God some praise about that. Woo, my God, my God. I'm just trying to, woo, my God. See? So let's see here. Anything else? Oh, there is a prophetic message of this day. It says, the anchor in God's name. This day calls for deep intimacy with God, recognizing that your anointing is rooted in his eternal name and his covenant. To activate grace, step into the fullness of divine grace by acknowledging his sovereignty, surrendering to his will, and proclaiming his faithfulness in your life. And this will be a season of fulfillment. The 26th day prophetically marks a pivotal time to align with God's purpose, step boldly in faith, and see his promises manifest. In a summary, this day serves as a prophetic marker of God's sovereignty, his covenant, his divine grace. It's a time to embrace your anointing fully, trusting in the power of his name, Yehovah, and walking confidently in his promises. It's a day to declare, I'm anointed with God's divine grace. Come on, why don't you say that? Oh, Dr. Williams, come on now. Why don't you say this? Come on, repeat this after me. I am anointed. With God's divine grace.
With God's divine grace.
I am anointed. Come on, one more time.
I am anointed.
With God's divine grace.
With God's divine grace.
One more time. I am anointed.
I am anointed.
With God's divine grace.
With God's divine grace.
Listen. In this time, in this moment of your life, allow God to smear you, submerge, dip you in his divine grace, because his divine grace is his power source to do his purpose.
Amen.
Amen. So listen, yeah. Come on, somebody give God praise. What else you got there? Because I've got a little scripture after you go here, because I think that this is going to be a prophetic. We're going to pray about some things today. Amen.
So I just typed in, because I always like to get deeper meanings, and sometimes chat GPT helps me. So I just put in, I'm anointed in divine grace. And so it's really kind of breaking. It says the anointing represents being set apart, empowered, and covered.
Come on now.
Right. I know that word anointed, that it talks about smearing. Right.
That's right.
So I'm covered by God's presence to fulfill his purpose. Divine grace is God unmerited favor, freely giving to strengthen, sustain, and equip you. And that's important for us to understand that we have been equipped. Mm-hmm. We often don't understand that we are equipped, that we are equipped to do that which Father has anointed you to do, right? In this season, you are empowered.
Come on.
And we've got to really sit in that.
Come on now.
Allow that to marinate in our spiritual being, that I'm equipped, that I'm anointed, that I matter, that God has equipped me. He has given me a gift to do that which I'm called to do. Dr. Katie Cannon, who is no longer on this earth, an amazing theologian, academic, she coined, "I must do the work that my soul must have." Mm-hmm. And I often share that, like when I'm doing an interview or whatever, because it's just so profound. I thank Dr. Jordan for even introducing us to that. But understanding that we're placed on this earth to do the work, that our soul, that our very core, that our very spiritual being, that our very existence, there is work that you are called to do, that you've been anointed to do.
Come on.
Do you understand the work that you're called to do?
That's right. That's right.
And in this season, in this dispensation, it is imperative that you understand the work that you're called to do. You are not just here to exist. It's time to make the donuts. Absolutely not. No, you need to. And now, if you're called to make the donuts, and that's your anointing, you need to make the donuts with everything inside of you, mm-hmm. right? In this season, we're talking about being anointed, and you cannot really walk in that anointing if you don't know what is that thing that God's called me to do. Mm-hmm. What is that thing, that thing that I yearn, that I have a passion, that I'm good at, mm-hmm. that fulfills me, that makes me whole? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
See, and here's what you got to understand, that when you're talking about the mind and talking about,
bless you, Dr. Oletta,
talking about doing the thing that your soul, you can only go as high and as far as your soul will allow you. Okay. This is why the Bible talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, your soul, the soul, when you begin to heal your soul, when you begin to prosper in your soul, when you begin to activate, listen, when this anointing, for this anointed purpose of God begins to transform your soul, it's going to change everything around in your life. See, oh my God, the Bible says, I wish above all things, check this out, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You can't prosper in any area in your life if your soul is not prospering in that area.
You know, as I'm, of course, I had to chat, and it says, I must have the work that my soul must have, speaks to a deep spiritual and existential truth. It means that your soul, and I love this word, craves purpose, driven work that aligns with your calling, values, and divine assignment. Your soul is craving.
Woo, my God.
You women that have experienced birth, you know, a child, there's a craving. See, your soul craves purpose. It says this concept is often tied to the idea that, get this, that true fulfillment comes not just from having a job, but doing the work that nourishes, that's another word, nourishes your spirit, aligns aligns with your purpose and serves a greater good.
Come on now. Listen, listen, listen. We have to understand. Wow. Okay. There is a stigma when it talks about, when we're talking about the church and your mind.
Ooh, okay. Share this.
See, there's a stigma. See the word talks about being so spiritual that you're no earthly good. See, we have to understand that yes, spiritually, God can declare a season and a timing. Spiritually, God can prophetically say, I'm going to command a blessing on your life. But if your mind, if your soul can't comprehend it, if your soul, the Bible says, with all of your getting, get understanding. When you begin to activate soul prosperity, when you begin to activate, woo! Okay.
Oh, this is powerful.
The Bible talks about the mind of God. Put on the mind of Christ. See, we can't even get with you anointed with God's divine grace until we start changing with some things that's been going on in our mind. See, there have been some things that were spoken over you as a child that maybe older generation, older people, or your mama wasn't nothing, your daddy wasn't nothing, and you ain't going to be nothing. Yeah. And see, mental health issues are real. And they're spiritual.
Absolutely.
See, your spirit and your soul are connected. And whatever they agree upon, your body's going to follow.
I just want to,
woo, come
Jack on. Just broke it down. It says the work too, the work your soul must have. Your soul's work is different from just having a job.
Come on.
It is the work that gives you life.
Come on.
Instead of draining you.
Come on now.
It aligns with your deepest values and convictions. It connects to a greater mission beyond yourself.
So
I'm not done.
Okay, come on.
It allows you to serve and uplift others.
Come on.
It feels like a calling rather than an obligation.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Say that again.
It feels like a calling rather than an obligation.
See, when we understand, this is why when we break open 1 Samuel 16, and this is not the only area where it talks about how Samuel and the prophets went and anointed people for purpose. He anointed ordinary men for a extraordinary purpose. Come on now. You are not the anointing of God connected to your divine purpose activates that thing that your soul must have.
I have to read this part.
Come on.
Says why this matters. Why it matters that you must do the work that your soul must have. It says the cost of ignoring your soul's work. If you ignore the work your soul must have, you might experience number one, burnout and exhaustion because you're not feeding your spirit.
Wait a minute. So that means Wait. Wow. So in retrospect,
yeah.
If you're doing the purpose, the call that your soul must have,
yes.
There cannot be burnout.
Because Stacey used to say that. I used to be like, man, what?
Why? Because it's the very thing that brings you life. Now listen. Yeah. Now it's scriptural. Jesus says, "I am come that you might have life." And that you might have it more abundantly.
Okay, I'm not done.
Come on now.
You could preach on that one. So again, if you know the work your soul must have, you might experience one, burnout and exhaustion because you're not feeding your spirit.
Come on now.
You need to really hang on to that one.
Two, yeah, we're going to go there.
You're sensing a sense of emptiness.
Ooh.
Even if you're successful, something feels off. If you're not doing the work that your soul has,
money does not bring life.
Wow.
Money only sheds light on who you really are.
Wow.
Come on now. Whatever in your soul is going to be illuminated when money is added to the equation.
So another thing, when you're not doing, you're ignoring the work that your soul must do,
you can become restless and frustrated because your soul knows you're made for more.
Dr. Willetta wants you to give her the name of that book. Listen.
Oh, it's not a book. What I did was I went into ChatGPT, which is a...
Maybe she was talking about that reference from the...
there is no...
From the lady that...
It's not a book. It's just something that she said. Dr. Katie Cannon.
Okay, so now here's the thing. Oh, my God. See, and here's where we are right now. See, we're not just pastors and prophets that just teach you things, you know, try to teach things that we ain't living through. Okay? Listen. Prophet Tanya, she is experiencing right now walking in the purpose that her soul must have because, and that she's giving this as a testimony, when she knew she should have walked in a certain path going to school and going to college, and she didn't. Listen, God, his grace, his divine nature said, I can't let you go through life with the empty soul.
God is so good because he'll bring you back.
He brings you. Oh, come on. He's a redeemer. Yeah. This is why God is called a redeemer. Yes. God knows how to redeem the time. Listen, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
I'm in school again, going to get an MFA, a Master of Fine Arts, because my desire to do certain things like teach in the college level, in the collegiate realm, in academia, to do certain things, even in the marketplace, film scores and certain things. See, my soul wouldn't let me go through life without embracing the very thing that brings me life.
Yeah.
Come on now. When you're doing the thing, the very purpose that God's divine grace, God's anointing has set you on a course for, let us create Adam in our image and after our likeness. Jesus always said, I must go to the cross. No, Peter, who do men say that I am? Okay, yeah, I am the Christ. Now, but I must go to the cross and die. No, Lord. Get behind me, Satan. Why? Because his soul knew that was not from heaven.
Yeah.
See, when you know that you know in your knower that you're doing, oh my God, listen, what you don't understand is when you are in the God, see, you'll know when you're in God's divine grace doing something because it's effortless. Mm-hmm. See, talent can only get you so far, okay? But God's anointing, God's gift and anointed purpose in your life, when you're walking in it, it not only affects you, it affects everyone around you because it makes everyone around you better.
Yeah.
Come on now. Michael Jordan made everybody on his team better. You might not like LeBron James, but he makes everybody that he plays basketball with better, okay? See, when people are doing their purpose, Martin Luther King, he said, look, I might not make it there with you, but that's okay. I've already seen my purpose. See, my one purpose was to tell you this story about I have a dream. If that, oh my God. Woo, come on now, you better get this.
Yeah.
God's divine purpose for Dr. Martin Luther King, that one speech that lives forever, okay? I have a dream.
Yeah.
Come on now. He says, I've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
See, the mountaintop is where God lives. Come on now. Woo! Come on now. Moses could finally go home and die because he saw the promise. Woo, come on, somebody. See, when you're walking in that, oh, my God, my God, my God. Listen, woo, listen. The thing that you'll die for, that's the purpose. That's the thing that your soul must have. See, oh, my God, my God. Woo, come on, somebody better give God praise. Someone type, I receive it, it is so.
Absolutely, I receive it, it is
so. Listen, oh, my God, my God, my God. This is now it's funny what you're talking about, because as you were talking about the ChatGPT, the Lord took me to this scripture in Ephesians chapter 3. Listen, it's okay that we flow a little bit prophetically, okay? When we understand your soul, God wants to heal some souls today. Oh, come on now. Some of you have been, you've been asking God, what?
Oh, this is good.
What is it? What's going on? Because the very thing that brings you life in this season is not going to let you rest until you begin to activate yourself in it. Look at what Ephesians chapter 3 says. It says, verse 18 and 19. Well, verse 19 and 20. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled. Check this out. With all the fullness of God. Yeah. With all the what? Fullness of God. When you're doing the thing, when you begin to embrace that thing that your soul must have, you begin to be filled with God's divine grace and the fullness of God. Then it says, unto him who's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you can ask or think. What do you have
there?
This
is really good, because I am such a how-to person, right? This is all good. Like, okay,
come on.
Good. But how do I really begin to find that work? And so I love ChatGPT, because it says, number four, how to align with the work your soul must have. To fully embrace the work your soul must have, you can, number one, pray and seek confirmation.
Come on.
Ask God for wisdom. Lord, is this the work you've called me to? Pay attention to how your spirit feels. Remember, we talked about that feeling.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Right?
Come on,
feeling
come on.
This morning when I did the meditation.
Uh-huh.
Pay attention to how your spirit feels when you do certain work. Do you feel alive or drained? All right. Number two, create space. I love this. Create space for your soul work. Even if your main job is stressful, find ways to engage in your true calling. Right. So you may be working on a job that's stressful, that maybe isn't the work. So in order for you to begin to get filled, you got to find that work. You got to find that thing that you love, that engages you, that is engaged. Find ways to engage in your true calling. Number three, trust the process.
Come on. Okay.
Trust the process.
Come
on. And I love this. It says sometimes the path to your soul work isn't linear. Be patient as God aligns opportunity. I love this. It's not linear, right? It's so sometimes the path to your soul work isn't linear. It is a straight shot, right? God may take you a different path for you to begin to unveil the work that your soul must have. Again, I went to school. First of all, I got my degree in theater.
Okay, come on. Uh-huh.
Makes no sense.
No. It made perfect sense.
But I got my degree in theater. So I didn't go right in starting working in that field. I went, as soon as I graduated, I went into academic advising. I went into academic counseling, right? Working with people. And I was more than just an academic advisor. I would.
Wait. You went into academic what? Now say it again.
Academic advising, counseling.
Oh, wait. So now, listen, here, look at the process. God will always allow you to naturally experience your spiritual purpose.
And so even as when I worked as an advisor, I got in people's lives.
Uh-huh.
I was much more than take this class. We would dive into stuff, right? Because that just was my being. And so then, I was doing that in Arizona. I did that. Here, ended up getting sick and rushing to the hospital.
Yep.
And, we've given that whole testimony. And in that time of my recuperation, God began to speak to me about going back to school to do the very thing that I started to do when I first started college back in 1986, which was social work.
Now, wait a minute. When you were in a place where you physically couldn't move, God could now speak.
So here we're trusting the process. Linear. It's
this up.
Right? I'm laying on the couch and the Holy Spirit, excuse me, speaking to me. And I'm getting thoughts about social work. And that's when COVID just had begun to work. Mm-hmm. And so we came on the scene. And so we began to see just the oppression and you know, of different communities and, you know, just the inequities, you know, that many different communities. And in my spirit, God's tugging, saying, Doc, I need you to go back to school.
Come on now.
I need you to go back. I'm like, what?
Come on, come on. You know,
I had a pretty decent job in academia. I was good, but I was not fulfilled.
Come on now. Come on now.
I knew that was more.
Come on, get this.
So God took me through the sickness where all I could do was lie on the couch and heal.
Now listen, God didn't bring the sickness.
Exactly.
Listen, let's go ahead. Let's put it in the right perspective.
Yeah.
God doesn't bring sickness, but God will allow a situation so he can speak to you.
So I began... You know, I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I was like, wait, thinking about no social work. But my subconscious was. Consciously I wasn't. In my spirit,
come on now.
My soul was crying out, there is more. There is more. Because I remember even when I was in high school, I used to sit and watch television and I would see these and really impoverished children, and my heart would just yearn.
Come on,
like,
come on.
God, I want it. It was like I wanted to help. I wanted, and I've always worked with children and various things like that. And so, God brought all that to my remembrance, you know. And so, I was like, okay, God, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Oh, man. Amen.
There we go, Daddy Matthews. Come on now.
Amen.
The power of my mind impacts my tangible experience. Amen. Come on.
Come on now. And so God really began to deal with my heart, you know, that and that desire to go back and to make an impact. Right. And so I talked to my husband. I'm like, I think I'm supposed to go back to school. I found a program. I got into the program, right? Like that, you know, I found scholarships to help me pay for the school.
So the vision was provided for.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Woo, come on now.
And so again, we were talking about that you have to trust the process because sometimes the path to your soul's work isn't linear. This absolutely, I mean, I was everywhere. But everything that I did aligned with this desire to help humanity, this desire to work with people, this desire to help them discover and unveil who they are.
Come on.
Right? You know, so I'm a social worker, but I also do counseling. I work for the state and I'm getting ready to do, I still work for the state. So I'm doing that work, but then I'm also counseling people. In the evening, I've got about 7 clients that I work with an agency where I am doing therapy. So there's so many avenues. And it's because God called me to do this work. It's like all these doors of opportunity are opening up to me. When I got my master's of social work, I'm a licensed master social worker. God allowed me to get a 55% raise.
Now listen,
I got in alignment what God called me to do.
When you completed the process.
Oh, come on now.
When you completed the process, there's a reward in completing the process.
A 55% listen, increase.
A double grace.
Yeah.
The season you are anointed with God's divine. Great. 2025. Now, listen, here's the key to right here. Listen, here's the key. Well, no, we still got plenty of time. Here's what we got to understand. And God brought me to another place about being anointed. When you understand, even right now, I'm in a master's program in fine arts.
Fine arts, that's right.
The master's fine arts.
Composition, right?
Right. And listen. The Lord sent me to California for 2 weeks to begin the process. To begin the process. On the other side of the freeway, about 15 miles on the other side of the freeway, number five, freeway number five.
When you were, what you talking about when you went on your residency?
Right.
Okay.
In the beginning of January, there's a fire raging in Los Angeles.
Wow. Come on now.
Listen, I want you to hear this. On the other side of the number five freeway, there's a fire on the other side.
And what is fire?
Grace.
I knew you were going to go there. Come on now.
The fire is raging, and on the last night of performances, the Lord told me to take one of my songs and perform it. It was a night of people doing their vocal performances of their own original creations, of their own original compositions. I'm in a music composition program. And the name of that song is I'll Praise Your Name.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, I didn't plan on doing it. The Lord snuck me into the actual showcase because I had already went past the time to even get permission to even do it. And the Lord said, I just want you to do it how I tell you to do it. Long story short, I'm singing the song. The Lord has me to grab some of my faculty members to help me do it, you know, play instruments and sing and all different walks of life. God said, I don't care who's in the room. I don't care what their lifestyle is.
Yeah.
I want them to be in my presence, and I need your voice to open the atmosphere of my presence so I can enter the room so that I can grace my presence. Oh, my God, I can bring my grace. Because there's a whole, people were worried. They were in fear. They didn't know what was going on with their families. Some of them lived in that area, and they were going back and forth to make sure that their homes and things were okay.
Were destroyed, yeah.
But God said, I put you right there in the midst of a fire so that way I can release grace. Listen. Your purpose will bring comfort to others. Your purpose. Listen, you doing your God purpose walk
doing will, the work that your soul must have
will bring life to other people.
Yeah.
Listen, 1 Kings chapter 19, and I'm gonna read a few scriptures, then we're gonna sow seed. Listen, someone type I receive it. Come on, I want you to understand. God is healing the soul today. God is doing soul healing in the soul. Because some of you have been tired. Some of you have been going through things. Some of you have been going through some devastation, whether it's spiritual, physical, just being weary. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due time you shall reap if you faint. Now listen, you can't faint if you're walking in God's divine grace.
Yeah.
Why? Because you'll be walking in his power. It's not going to be his power. Okay. 1 Kings chapter 19. I want you to get this. 1 Kings chapter 19. It talks about the prophet Elijah, who had just finished doing a great demonstration of God's power in front of Ahab and Jezebel and destroying the 450 false prophets of Jezebel. And it says in, verse 1, and Ahab told Jezebel that Elijah had done when he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow this time. And when he saw the letter, now he just got done calling fire down from heaven. Listen, he did something that had never been done. He called fire with his voice. He called fire from heaven. When he saw the letter, he arose and went for his life. I want you to get what's being said here. And came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, praise, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper tree. and he requested for himself that he might die. Oh my, come on now. And he said, it's enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father. And he said, and he lay and went to sleep under a juniper tree. And behold, the angel touched him and said, arise and eat. I want you to get this. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake and baked on coals and a cruse of water. And he ate and drank, and he laid down again. And the angel of the Lord came to him again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great. See, he's being fed by spirit, okay? And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mountain of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo! And he came to a cave, and behold, the word of the Lord came there and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord. Now he's talking to the Lord, and like the Lord didn't ask him, what was he doing? He said, why are you here? I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down your altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand in the mountain. And behold, the Lord passed by, listen, and a great strong wind tore up the mountains and broken into pieces before the Lord, but the Lord wasn't in the wind. And the Lord, and then the earthquake came, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then a fire came, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after a still small voice, and it was so, and Elijah heard it, and he wrapped his face in his mantle. I want you to get this. Mantle represents the anointing of God, the purpose of God being on your life. And he went out and he stood in the entrance of the cave, and there came a voice, and it says, what are you doing here? But now he repeated the same thing. I've been very jealous for the Lord, and because the children of Israel have forsaken and all this, da, 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 da. And he said, now they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said, go, return thy way into the wilderness of Damascus. And when you come, anoint Hazael, king over Syria, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha. Now listen, this is the process. There would be no Elisha without Elijah going to the mountain of God. Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall you anoint to be prophet in your place. And it shall come to pass that him that escapes the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and he that escapes Jehu, Elisha, shall slay. And just let me tell you, I still have 7,000 prophets that have not bowed the knee. Your purpose today, God. Thank you so much, Dr. Williams.
God bless you.
Listen, God wants to refresh you in your purpose today. He wants to refresh. The Bible says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Today, God wants to anoint, submerge, smear you with his grace so you never have to run out of power again. Now, some of us, listen, some of us, we just need to repent because maybe we've been going in the wrong direction. Listen, you don't have to run away from your purpose. Don't run. See, some of us have been running. Okay. Frankie Beverly, he went home to be with he went home, but he had a song called Running Away. Okay. God wants to stop you from running. And when you embrace what he put you on this earth to do.
Yeah.
See, first of all, it's going to bring you peace. Okay. And the Bible says, I'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. See, some of you've really just been seeking God for what is that thing that my soul must have. Okay. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. And I just don't feel fulfilled. Let's get that straight today. Because when Elijah had his encounter with God, he went on and did everything that God spoke. And the Lord didn't even allow him to see death, because the Bible says that God came down with a fiery chariot and took him away. So amen. Amen. Oh, man. Father, right now. Come on, lift your hands. Father, right now. Ha, glory. Father, you said that this season, we are in the season that we are anointed with God's divine grace. Father, right now, we just first of all, we just apply the blood of Jesus. Father, we just cover us with the blood, Lord God. Father, no, we haven't done everything right. We haven't gone in the right direction all the time. We haven't listened to your voice. We've paid more attention to the fire and to the storms and not your still small voice. But Father, today we make a decision in our mind that we are going to stop running and we want to follow your process. So Father, first of all, we repent. We repent of any wrongdoing. We repent of anything that didn't please you that we've done in these bodies. And Father, the word says that you're just, you're faithful and just to forgive us. Father, right now, we pray for the Quintero family. Father, right now, Father, send peace and comfort. Father, you are called the comforter. And Father, right now, even when there seems like there's a physical loss, Father, we still can, ha, glory, oh my God, be present. Father, we can still embrace, ha, glory, the life, our glory, the effects of life. So Father, right now, peace and joy to the Quintero family, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Is there something that you have?
Are you still praying? Or?
Go ahead.
Father, I thank you for the Holdren family, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, even as they experience the different stages of grief, Lord God, because their sister is no longer physically on this earth. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for your comfort. I thank you for your comfort, Lord, around this entire family, Lord God.
Yes, yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, that, Lord, even as they layered a rest, Father God, that they would reminisce on the good times, Lord God. They would reminisce, they would remember her, Lord God, vibrant and living, oh God. Yes, Father, even as they grieve, even as their heart may hurt, Lord God, knowing that she is not physically here, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for comfort.
Yes.
Comfort in their mind. Yes. Comfort in their heart, Lord, that this family will bond together in this time of grief. They would bond together. Lord God, that they would become even more unified, Lord God. Father, as they comfort one another and as the Holy Spirit rests upon them, Lord, anoint them, Lord God. Anoint them just to be able to handle the loss. Father, we love you and we praise you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that whatever needs are in existence, Lord, that you're meeting every need. In Jesus' name we pray.
And Father, we pray over Prophetess Joanne Smith, Father God. Father, we send the word. Father, the Roman centurion said, send the word only. So Father, we send the word. We send the word. Ha, glory. We send the word. We send the word. Father, to all those who are like Elijah and seeking. What? I'm in the wilderness, but Father, strengthen me. Yes. Strengthen me. Yes. Strengthen me. What is the thing that my soul must have? Hallelujah. Father, I pray for all families who are experiencing loss today.
Yes.
Those who have lost loved ones, those who have lost family members, friends. Yes. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that right now, her glory, peace that surpasses all understanding, joy.
Thank you.
Unspeakable joy. Did you have something?
Yeah. Father, and I just thank you for Prophetess Joanne Smith. Father, I thank you, Lord, even in this season of...
Yes.
Lord, it's almost like a turnaround that's happening. Father, a restoration. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're even causing greater sight.
Yes.
Lord, that she, Lord, that you've caused her to see. And even in this dispensation, that there will be such a perception, such a keenness, Lord God.
Woo,
Father, that you're causing her to go to another elevation in you, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, I keep hearing restoration.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for restoration. Restoration. Lord, that in this season, in this dispensation, you have anointed her for restoration.
Yes.
Lord God, if there's broken relationships, Lord God, that you're causing restoration. And Lord, that you're causing change. Lord, that she would embrace the change.
Yes.
Lord, she would embrace the change.
Woo,
we understand that change is constantly having anointed new growth experiences. Lord, I thank you this day that she's experiencing the growth. Lord God, that
though it
may be heavy, understanding that on the other side, Lord God, she will reap the blessing. Father, I thank you for turnaround. I thank you, Lord God, that she will keep her eyes stayed upon you. Lord God, that you are causing such a keenness. Lord God, there's been a time when the vision was blurry, but in this season, you are causing 2020 vision, and
yes,
she will see. She will see, and she will comprehend, and she will proclaim and speak forth the word of the Lord. Father, we love you, and we praise you. We give you glory. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. And Father, right now, I pray for the spiritual fathers and mothers out there.
Yes.
The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers that cover other ministry leaders. Father, anoint them with more of your divine grace, oh God. Father, cause them, Lord God, how glory, Hikisha, woo! Father, refresh them in their soul. Father, refresh them. Refresh them. Refresh them. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, right now, how glory. Woo! Father, I send the word to Dr. A.E. Matthews over Kingdom Life. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as he is a spiritual father to many, I declare and decree that for such a time as this, Father, I declare and decree that you are refreshing, renewing, and restoring the joy. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God, that you are restoring, refreshing, and renewing his joy to do the work. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, we come against. And Father, I pray over ministries, Lord God, who've been, it just seems like hell high water and the kitchen sink has been thrown at you. Be restored, renewed, and refreshed in this time. Woo, how glory. Father, be restored, renewed, and refreshed in this time. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Now listen, the Bible says that I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Listen, God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Listen, you cannot go forth in your purpose without seeds to be harvested in the season. You need seed for harvest. No seed, no harvest. And you sowing seed activates this purpose, this thing that your soul must have to be activated in your life. So can you tell them how they can sow their seed? Amen.
Amen. You can sow your seed to Restored Ministries. It's on the left side of the screen. So the first way you can do it is through PayPal.
Yes.
And you can use the handle at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You also, if you have a smartphone, you can use your camera app. And then just take a picture of that QR code and it will direct you right to our website. The second way you can sow your seed is through Zelle. Zelle is a banking app. And so you can use our email, restoredmintl@gmail.com, to sow a seed. to the ministry. The third way that you can sow into the ministry is through Cash App. And you can use $RestoredMI, $RestoredMI. You can also go to our website at restoredministriesint.org. And so there, and it will direct you to PayPal as well. Remember, it's important that your seed is precious, and the precious, and the seed may leave your hand, it may leave your bank account, but that seed will never leave your life. You will reap as you sow.
Amen. Amen. Now listen, we are in this time, we've been sowing the anointed, the 2025 anointed divine grace seed, $20, 25 cents, $225, and so on. So what's the second way that they can... wait a minute, what is this? Okay, there it is, the teruma.
So the teruma is essentially, it's a love offering to the man of God, and so, or woman of God. And so it's a sacred offering that was given to the priest that took care of the temple. They took care of God's people. However, that the priests back in the day, they did not work, right? They didn't own land, right? The way that they were sustained was through the offerings that the people sowed unto the man of God, right? And so as that says, this offering of the teruma was considered holy and was meant to support the priests who dedicated their lives to religious service and had no other means of sustenance. God created this specific strategy, right, for the people to give, to sow into the priest. According to Ezekiel 44, verse 30, it says, and the first of all the first fruits of all things, of every oblation or teruma, of all, of every sort of your oblations, shall be who? The priest. Ye shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. So the people would sow that teruma to the priest, and then the priest would pronounce the blessing. And there was a supernatural anointing that came out of that blessing that the priest pronounced over the house, and God honored that blessing.
That's right. So the second way to sow seed is?
So in this house, Pastor Michael is our supervising priest, right? And so we sow seed directly to him, right? And so the ways that you can do that, according to Ezekiel 44, the ways that you can sow your teruma to Pastor Michael is through PayPal. You can use his long email, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com, if you're going to use PayPal. You can do it through Zelle using his email, Michael@RTU Productions. Again, remember, Zelle is a banking app. Or you can sow directly to his Cash App at $2ProfitMDBryant.
Now listen, when you sow the seed, make sure that you give it a direction, okay? Mm. Say, I'm sowing this seed for God's anointed grace and purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, Father, reveal my purpose, yes, so that way I can walk in what my soul must have. If you do know what your purpose is and you just need some help to open some doors or whatever, yes, say, Father, open the, let this seed break down the doors, yes, open up the pathways that I can do what my soul must have.
Yes.
See, and when you direct the seed, yes, now you have a directed harvest.
Yeah.
Okay, and God honors it. Father, I thank you. Father, your word says that the priests can cause the blessings to rest in their house. Father, as the priest of this ministry, yes, I speak that peace, prosperity, wealth, and divine health,
yes,
walk is activated in their life as they sow seed. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that closed doors burst open.
Yes.
Shackles are destroyed. Burdens are loose. Their bodies are restored and refreshed.
Yes.
Father, any sickness or disease, Father, you said, Father, that by your stripes they were healed. So, Father, I speak soul prosperity, a new level, new insight, new vision. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen,
yes,
what a thank you. Our glory, amen. Listen, oh, Amen. Brother Bill said that there are so many parallels with our Native American beliefs with these teachings.
Wow.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you for the teaching this morning, brother. Brother Bill, listen, I can't wait to get to connect with you again down here, my brother. Amen. Amen. Listen, listen. Thank you for joining in. We want to thank you for all the supporters and those that watch. Don't miss next week. Remember, begin to ask God, what is the thing that my soul must have? Be blessed.
God bless you.